you wanna change your sex, you can call Dr. Alter. He can turn your wang into a badge, Dr. Alter. Oh, Dr. Alter. Turn a girl into a man, give a chick some bigger cans. He'll change Joe into Joanne, Dr. Alter.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been on the show before. He's been on Corolla. He's all over the joint. You can see him on TV as well on that, like, Dr. 90210, right?
You got it.
Dr. Alter, everybody. Yes. Yes. Nice to see you, sir.
It's good to be here.
All right, now, you have a sort of, you have a unique practice.
I do.
You know, if a guy has a sore throat, he doesn't come see you.
No.
He could.
No, I am a plastic surgeon, but what makes me unique is that I'm also board certified in urology, which is a surgeon of the kidneys, bladder, penis, prostate, etc.
Right.
So I went from urology to plastic surgery. So my practice, even though I do all kinds of cosmetic surgery and other reconstructive surgery, a large percentage of my practice relates to plastic surgery of the genitalia. So when I went...
Which I have not had, by the way. I know the rumors are out there.
Well, the word is out
but
there.
This is what I was born with 45 years ago.
So when I practiced urology, went back and became the plastic surgeon. So when I got out, people would start sending me all these genital plastic cases. And
because, are those usually from accidents?
Accidents, congenital deformities.
What's the craziest wiener you've seen?
One that was cut off. That was the and then
you
we
did
put
reattach
it, back on.
It.
Yeah, we reattached it.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
that you was get the right one to put back on.
We got it, and it works.
Wow, so, is that right?
Yeah,
you must be very proud every time that thing gets up.
Well, I don't see it. You know,
he
went out into the timberlands again. But
how did it get cut off?
He was on a drug trip.
There.
He was on amphetamines and was on a drug trip in a hotel, and he had a hallucination. That.
You get that, Randy? You know, you're smoking a lot of weed. That's a gateway.
That's where it's going to lead.
Yeah, cut off that wiener.
So
he cut off his own.
He cut off his own because the apparition told him that if he didn't cut off his penis, his family would be killed.
See, I take a chance there.
Yeah, well, you know, so he did it, and then he fell asleep, and he woke up literally with his penis in the bed with him.
How long ago?
I mean, how
well, long ago this happened?
Like, oh, this happened
like a couple years ago?
Six, seven years ago.
Oh, I see. And the surgery is obviously of advance where...
Well, yeah. So what happened, this happened in the Central Valley. So they called around for all over to see if anybody knew how to do it. And they called UCLA, contacted me. And I said I did it. I would do it with as long as this microsurgeon, plastic surgeon, Dr. James Watson, did it with me. So he agreed, and then they helicoptered him in.
With his penis.
With his penis. So actually, when he woke up from the bed, he was, you know, now he was sober. So he sees his penis lying next to him.
And it's just in an igloo
it's just
freezer.
Just lying there, you know. So fortunately, he didn't, because, you know, he doesn't know the right way to preserve a penis. So he couldn't find any ice, so he just put it in a jar and drove himself to a hospital.
Now, how long had...
With his penis in his hand.
How long had he...
How long this is a true story, believe me. You have with a... With
how
a,
long was the guy penis free?
Yeah, with a penis, because there's no muscle in the sense the muscle that you... Skeletal muscle.
We haven't seen mine yet.
That's true. You can go quite a long time before it'll die as long as you have it on ice. You go at least 12 hours.
Really?
So,
well, that's good to know.
As long as it's iced.
Good rule of
probably
thumb.
Probably 12 to 24 hours. So we got
I would treat that like the nuclear briefcase if I was holding on to that igloo. The doctor would be like, hey, do you want me to take this? No. I'm going to be holding it until the doctor gets here, please.
When Bob had it cut off, his wife threw it in this field, and then the police subsequently went and they found it, washed it off, brought it to the hospital, and then they reattached it.
Now, you know, I always had a theory that whoever found it probably had a moment there of what do I do with it? You know, do I pick it up with my bare hands?
Well, you just hope that you find it before an animal does. You know?
Hey, that would be, wild struggling with a coyote to get your penis back.
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Alter is with us. Now, you've brought in two of your patients.
Well, I brought in one patient.
One patient.
With his wife.
One patient with his wife. and the patient is Marco. All right. Well, I don't know. This guy's so good at what he does. I don't know. Well, let's turn the microphone towards you there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
There you go. You got to speak. Hey, Gina, can you do me a favor? Could you turn that mic so it tightens where you can... thank you very much, baby. Or you could just hold it there.
I'll hold it.
You got to talk right in the mic as close as you can. All right, so you're having the operation the procedure. You had the procedure.
In fact, he is on the show next Monday night, Dr. 90210. It's his story and Pam's story. Marco is a female-to-male transsexual who underwent genital...
hold on one second. Gina, there's a screw right underneath.
Yeah.
Right up. If you put your hand up, 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 now down, right there.
Ah.
Yeah, that has to be tightened. There you go. All right, fantastic.
Jesus.
We're all becoming engineers here.
I can hear better.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. All right, so Marco, you're the patient.
Yes.
And you were born a woman.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. And when did you decide that you wanted to become a man?
I was six.
6 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you lay that on your parents?
I didn't. You don't back then, wasn't. No.
Well, I tell you, Doc, you've done a hell of a job because I would think.
Well, I didn't do that. That's his face. That's hormones.
No, this is
that's
unbelievable.
Hormones. That's not facial surgery. That's hormones.
No facial surgery.
This is male. See, that's why when I go on these shows, I tell people they have met transsexuals before without knowing it. I mean, you have someone like Marco, female to male, got a beard, masculine muscles.
Jesus Christ,
totally
man.
Masculine guy. No way you would ever know.
Now, how does this happen? What's the initial procedure? Is it hormone therapy? Well, I know you go through a lot of psychological stuff.
Yeah, you have to, you go through some psychological stuff at least for a year.
By the way, you picked the right thing to do. If I were a woman, I would change my sex to a man immediately. It's a pain in the ass to be a woman in this country.
Exactly. But, and then, there's obviously two surgeries. The top surgery is normally the first one. You get rid of those horrible things. And basically.
Now, were you cute as a girl? No?
Why are you nodding like that? That's not... No, of course, but that's not the point. But you know what? It didn't matter. I never
always mannish.
That's
true.
You're
saying... Right, but I...
You weren't very feminine.
Not a cute girl.
All right. And Pam is with us as well. And what is your relationship, Petilius?
She's my wife.
The wife. Oh, okay, all right.
Right.
And so now when you guys met, you were still a woman.
Well, right, yeah.
All right.
A manly one, but you're right. Yeah, our daughters, we met through club volleyball, and that's basically... Yeah.
All right, and you have a couple of daughters together?
Well, she...
Well, between us, we have six kids.
You have six kids?
Okay, well...
Is that right?
Four and two.
But, which was... Yeah, which
see,
was ridiculous.
He had
wait a minute.
Four children.
You gave birth to four children, and then you wanted to become a man.
Well, I wanted to long before that ever happened.
Right.
I, unfortunately, because I started a transition over 20 years ago, and because of my mother... Basically, she was back in Illinois, but I just had all the guilt, and so I just stopped. I was, okay, here, I'll try to be something I'm really not, and thought that having kids and getting married to, unfortunately, a man at that time, would fix it all. And
didn't
wasn't
work out.
No, and it wasn't until her death, which was 5 years ago now, that I don't know that I ever could have brought myself to do it.
Your mom's death,
right?
Right.
That then I was able to finally go through with it, but it was always oncoming, and the person that I was unfortunately married to, he knew that too. He knew the time would come.
Right.
Where,
Now, how old are your kids?
Mariah is 17, Madison is 14, Jennifer is 13, Jonathan is
11.
Thank you.
All right. And how, now, what was the conversation like where you were going to tell them that mom's going to become their dad?
Yeah. I basically... them growing up watching me be not like the other PTA mothers and things and being more gung-ho and sports oriented and stuff, they just knew that was the way that I was. So it really was just a sit down, because they were used to me being that way. So I'm like, look guys, this is what I gotta do, this is why. And
I gotta get some of that hormone therapy. You look more manly than I do.
That's what Adam said. Adam was lumberjack contest, isn't that what he said? He had a,
is that right? Yeah.
But Mariah took it the hardest because her and I were very close since her birth, and we still are, but it was a very difficult process to get it to come back around. And actually, the filming of Dr. 90210 somehow was therapy for her, because she's interviewed a little bit in there, and she worked through it. But it was very, very difficult. She wasn't with me for a while. She went and lived with a friend that she, you know, kind of like an aunt to her.
Right. Now, did you try to time it perfectly so you get a Mother's Day gift and a Father's Day gift?
No.
Did you try to get into that crazy gray zone?
Even before.
You could have, though.
You could have. If you had it late May, early June.
Yeah, no.
You could have scored, dude.
See, I never really feel that I was in either one of those roles. I never, like, even with Mother's Day, my kids, you know how they give you stuff. But, you know, they come home from school and say, oh, yeah, you know, we got this tea party. I don't want to go to a tea. No, I'm not doing the tea party. So, see, unfortunately, I couldn't really embrace in those kinds of things. And they're like, okay, but, I mean, they mean well. They're kids, you know, but.
How big were your cans when you were a chick?
Cans. They weren't huge. It was like a regular, I guess, B.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was.
All right, so that was easy.
So you bind them, you know, you take a big old ace bandage and you wrap them tight. And
now, but are they gone now?
Oh, absolutely. Would you like to? Yes, of course. No, it's fabulous.
Yeah, Randy wants to take a look at the whole thing here. Dr. Alter helped you with the breast surgery as well?
No, I do that, but I did not do this.
No.
Okay, so you helped Marco lose the vagina and get himself a penis.
Well, helped him get a penis. He still has a very small vagina.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Well, you got both. Well, look at you, man.
But I don't like to acknowledge that fact. So.
Oh, I see. Oh, all right. Well,
but anyway, yeah, no, that's the way. It's the type of surgery that I decided to have. I didn't decide to have a one built because they're ridiculous.
I could see wanting to keep, hey, I have a vagina on me.
Okay, no, that, no, 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 no.
Surgery
for that is a terrible operation.
All right, now, did you show Marco a selection? You can go this size, well, this size, this size?
No, there are different options for sex change for female to male. Yes.
Right.
There's the gold standard one, which is a major league operation, which is microsurgery, in which you make a
penis.
You
do that?
I don't do that, because you really need a team of surgeons, and there's very few people that do it in the world, where you make actually a penis out of the forearm and out of the skin
and the tissue
of the forearm with an artery and the veins and the nerves, and then you transfer it to the pelvis, and you hook it up. Microscopically.
Does your arm then lose some ability?
No, it doesn't lose ability, but it has a big skin graft there. So you cause a deformity, visual deformity of the arm.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay? So people always say, what happened to your arm? So, you know.
Yeah, you want to see what happened to my arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I'm sure. My pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's my arm.
There it is.
So that's one option. Then there's other options where you take skin of your abdomen and you form penises and you transfer it over time.
Is that where the term the third leg comes from?
That works, right. You know, and you kind of move it here and then you move it there, and over a period of a year or two, you kind of move it over. The problem with that is that it doesn't have any sensation, and it's really just a lump of tissue. Okay,
right.
It looks kind of like a phallus.
Yeah.
What Marco had is because he's so masculine and has all this testosterone he's been taking, his clitoris has gotten very big.
Mm. Mazel tov.
Clitoris and a penis are the same thing.
Ah, is that right?
So, yeah, same thing.
I gotta start laying that on my wife.
You take a closer look, yeah, and you just imagine it ten times.
All right, so it actually has grown. So how big are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'd say when it's, because it gets erect, of course. That's the thing, too, because it works like it should.
But to get erect, I mean, do you have to be like in a... in like a, I don't know, a Best Buy with 800 screens playing porno? I mean, you got to really go for it?
No, it's all the same. Whatever it would take for you, it'd be the same thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, it would.
Excellent. Do you wake up with an erection?
No, I haven't had that happen. But
that'll happen.
He probably gets nocturnal erections.
I mean,
it's just part of REM sleep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not to the extent that, but sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, I don't have time for that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's pretty cool being a dude, huh?
Yeah, and I've always felt, you know, that way. Like I said, I was six, and I remember trying to stand up and go pee. I remember that. So
wow! You can do it.
Well,
it's one of the benefits.
It's a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You urinate all over the place. All right, Dr. Alter is with us. Marco and Pam are with us as well. Now, Pam, what was your reaction to Marco saying, "I'm done being a woman. I'm gonna go with a dude now."
It didn't surprise me at all.
Right. But you were you dating? Now, are you were you a lesbian or were you bisexual?
No.
All right. So
no, I've never considered myself that.
All right. So you married then after Marco had the operation?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. You weren't like a crazy lesbian looking for a chick who wanted to become a guy before?
No.
All right. And when you guys met, did he tell you right away that he used to be a chick?
Well, through our daughters, we kind of became friends. And so we were just, you know, friends. And then as, you know, our friendship grew.
Because that's tough to do on a first date.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so you're sitting at El Torito before you order the fried ice cream. It's like, oh, by the way, I used to be a chick. That's not a by the way.
Well, and then, you know, like we had mentioned, he was very manly and stuff. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, here's this guy. Here's this lady, you know, and he's married. Or she, just, you know, anyway.
He or she is married.
And, yeah,
she's married.
And has four kids. And then, you know, and I'm thinking, was she a lesbian? What's the deal? Very mannish, you know. But and then, you know, all of a sudden I learned the story.
Uh-oh.
And so then, you know.
Did that flip you out a little?
Kind of.
Yeah?
It was a mind blower. I was just like, wow, okay, well, you know, whatever.
Now, have you seen picture? When you were a woman, what did you go by? What was the name, your first name?
It was Mary.
Mary.
Hated
okay.
it, yeah.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand
yeah.
that.
All right.
It's a very biblical name for a guy to eventually have a...
exactly.
You know, a sex change. All right, so when you met Marco... And, you know, he told you, hey, I used to be a woman. What did you think? That was going to present complications later on in the relationship?
No.
How did your kids handle it? How old are your kids, by the way?
My kids are 17 and 14.
Oh, they're older. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they understand. And they were okay with it. They were cool. As long as mom's happy.
Well, I went through a very, very ugly divorce. And,
oh, you did?
And, yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
So... So my, they're still kind of, I mean, they are okay with it, but just other elements are,
right.
You know.
All right. Now, when you go to like a, you know, you go out shopping and stuff like that, and you're buying men's clothes, that must be a whole new like mindset. You know, when you're younger, you're always buying, you know, dresses.
No,
or,
I never wore dresses.
That was new, huh?
No. My mother, we would argue.
Did you become a bigger sports fan since you become a man?
No, I've always been. Yeah. I had White Sox. I grew up in, you know, I grew up in Illinois.
So. Bad year for the White Sox, huh?
Well, you know, yeah, I don't follow it unless they're doing well. But no, I've always been, I was obviously what would be a tomboy back then, and that was fine. That it was always easier for a girl to act like a boy than as a boy to act like for a girl. No one really gives you a hard time. I never,
now, what about, how much testosterone are you taking?
Oh, it's
you just taking a bath in it every night?
No,
1.2 cc's every 2 weeks.
Yeah, every 2 weeks? That's not bad.
No.
I got to start doing that.
Oh,
that looks like, honest to God, I look like a fairy compared to you. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you want to talk to Marco or Dr. Alter, Dr. Alter turns men into women and vice versa. And if you have a question or perhaps you want to talk to Marco, who've never met somebody who was another sex and became the opposite sex, awfully interesting and a very successful procedure that Dr. Alter has done here on Marco. Marco and Pam are with us, very lovely couple. And Dr. Alter as well, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. You can reach us here, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, it's Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be at Not Scary Farm for their Halloween haunt, and Danny Bonaducci will be down there.
Really?
Tomorrow from 8 to 11 p.m. So it should be an interesting, fun evening. And check out our MySpace. Gina handles all the MySpace work over there. MySpace.com/Conway Show. Is that correct?
Yes, and Tim, I'd like to thank you for bringing up the penis Conway thing last
like
time about MySpace, because I have
Conway
to say,
Show.
Since you said that, they've only
I'm
gotten
sorry,
better and
what
bigger.
Is that? What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. I have my headphones off. I apologize.
Doesn't matter.
And I don't know why we give out the email address. Nobody ever emails us. Why do we give it out?
I get lots of emails.
Get
what
out
are you talking
of here.
About?
If you give it out if you want it.
It's conwayshow@gmail.com. Send us an email and Gina and I will read it. And Gina responds to these too.
Yeah, Gina reads it and Randy reads it. I don't read any of them. So if you want to email, fine, but I'm not going to read it. All right. And I don't do it because I'm like a snob or a douchebag. I just don't like reading email for some reason. You know, just never get into it. All right. Dr. Alter is with us. And also Marco and Pam are with us, a lovely couple. And Dr. Alter is the, I guess, what do you call yourself? The premier doctor? Nobody does this better than you? The sex change?
Well, I you know, you don't say stuff like that. I mean, I'm...
Off the
I'm,
air, you got to hear this guy, man. He goes, I'm the best. Nobody does it like that. On the air,
funny.
He's very...
Yeah.
Very humble on the air. But anyway, we were talking about testosterone during the break, because I think I don't have any. And I don't think my body's producing enough. And you said you can get it synthetically.
Yes, you can get it synthetically. If somebody has a low testosterone,
right?
Well, obviously you're producing it. You got hair growth, et cetera.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, I mean, you look pretty macho to me, Tim. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's all fake.
But, forget it. Anyway, so.
When they put the pubes on the face?
Yeah, you know,
all right.
Whatever.
Something we can't talk about here.
Whatever.
All right.
If somebody has low testosterone, you can give them supplement shots or patch.
Right.
But you have to check the levels first. And
right.
It's as long
What's
as
a good
it's,
level?
As long as it's done under a doctor's supervision and you indeed have a low testosterone and you don't overdo it, then it's fine. The problem is you have people who are weightlifters. You have women that are, you know, bodybuilders. The weightlifters may take too much of that hormone.
Right.
It causes problems, acne, small testicles, liver damage, et cetera, et cetera.
What a trifecta.
Yeah. You know, it's not good for you. And then with the women, I see women in my practice who are bodybuilders who, because they took it, their clitorises have gotten bigger, and now they're self-conscious with sex.
Look at that. How much bigger? A couple inches?
Pretty good size. I mean, not to the size of Marco, because Marco was taking it for many years and took pretty, you know, physiologic doses, but women come in with pretty good sized clitorises, and it's very, you know, it's very embarrassing for a lot of them.
So when you take testosterone, you take it either by a shot or a patch, does that shrink up the nuts?
It does make the testicles smaller, correct.
Right. I don't know how much smaller mine can get. I mean, I already look like I got a vagina. All right, Jake in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
I wanted to ask Marco if he is able to have sex.
All right. Are you able to have sex? Is that something you can do?
Yes.
Is
absolutely.
That right?
Yeah, I can. And I want it, that's good he asked that, because the surgery, you read a lot about it, that it always says it's just, that penetration is not possible. But it depends on
it
the
is.
Person. It is. For me, it is. Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Now, you're masturbating a lot? Is that something that goes on? I hate to ask a personal question like that, but...
Shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
That's true. She doesn't want to know about it, but...
Spoken like every woman in a relationship.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have to.
Right.
Why is he doing that?
You can't explain it, right? Yeah. No, of course.
You hit that stick every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be, pretty neat to be born without one. All of a sudden, you got yourself a wiener.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks to Dr. Alter. What does something like that cost? You charge by the inch?
But you know, it's the cost is about $15,000 to $15,000.
Is that it?
Yeah, for this, because the procedure he had isn't the most complicated. It works great, but
it's easier to go the other way around.
Right. Well, yeah, but I mean, the procedure he had, we did it as an outpatient. He has silicone testicles. you know, like Tesco implants in place.
Wow.
And so he looks.
That's a conversation starter at a bar.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got silicone nuts.
You know, it doesn't care. You don't care if you get kicked in them, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't get hurt if you got kicked in
them. Exactly. No problem.
That'd be classy. You get kicked in nuts in a bar fight and you just stare at the guy.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a like, cup if you're a baseball catcher or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Big savings in life. Yeah, guy doesn't need a cup. All right, let's talk to, how about James and Altadena? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I have two questions for Marco. Right. The first one is, since dealing with testosterone, when you were a girl, were you really aggressive when you were around boys and stuff, like really like beating them up and stuff when you were younger?
No.
I don't think you took the testosterone until later on.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, I had friends that were boys, but no, I didn't beat people up. No, I got.
Have you ever been in a fight, like with another dude? Since you've been a dude,
Years ago, yeah.
And really?
But I was sabotaged. A dude knew karate; it was horrible. But
are you? And he kicked your ass.
Basically, yeah.
All right, so you're 0-1, but you're still looking for your first victory.
No, you know what? I'm just, you know, I mean, I will not back down. But people like me. What can I say? Yeah. I don't have a problem.
No. Now, when you were younger and you were a woman, were you always attracted to other women?
Yeah, but I tried to do what you're supposed to do and, you know.
Hang with dudes.
Well, yeah, and trying to be with one, it never felt right. But the thing is I never ever, I want to make this clear, I never identified as lesbian. So, younger, like as a teenager, when I was with a girl, they saw me as a guy. I can't really tell you exactly how or why, but.
Now, what was the longest relationship you had with a guy?
I guess the marriage.
Your marriage, how long did that last?
Unfortunately, it was 12 years.
12 years, huh?
Yeah.
And what is he doing nowadays?
I don't know.
Out of the picture?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the kids, you know, they're all, but Mariah's the only one that lives with me. The other three are with him, but I see them whenever I want. We're friends. There's no custody issues. There's nothing like that.
That's pretty cool,
and he's
though.
A good person. It's not, you know.
It'd be odd to run into him in a restroom now, though.
Well... Yeah.
You know? It would be.
You know, his story is really kind of classic in that, you know, you grow up as a kid, a teenager, even an adult.
And that must be hell.
It's hell because you try to overcompensate.
Right.
Many overcompensate for what your born gender is. In other words, like male to females. A lot of them, they feel them for females, but they don't want to accept it, so they become special forces, firemen, you know, I mean, very macho.
Right.
And then eventually they give in. They can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And they change over.
Yeah, see, that's why I still play ice hockey. I got to overcompensate for this. All right, let's talk to James here in Altadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, one of...
A huge heck, yes. Robert and Gardena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, I have a question for Dr. Alter.
All right.
Is there a procedure to make my penis show when I'm not erect? And if it is, like, what's the process and like how much does it run for?
All right, so you need it bigger. Is that correct? You're a little small?
Oh, Well, you can't see it at all if I'm not erect. But
okay. He's got a hidden penis.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, there is a very good operation for that.
Isn't that a movie, Hidden Penis, Wild Dragon?
Like, on a good hot day after a good workout, I'm pushing like almost 9 inches when I'm erect.
Yeah, but when you're not, soft, it buries in the pubic fat pad and your scrotal sac?
Exactly, and you just see, and I just have like... a scrotum, that's it.
Yeah, there's, you know, we, on the show, Dr. 90210, I've actually did two of those surgeries on the show.
And
I've published
right
on it. You go on my website, which is altermd.com. You look under hidden penis and buried penis, and you'll see some befores and afters of men that are very similar to what you're talking about. I've published a lot on that the techniques on how to do this. Unfortunately, very few doctors, you see, it's an operation that's kind of a combination between urology and plastic surgery. So the plastic surgeons don't know how to do it, and the urologists don't know how to do it. So
you're the man.
So very few doctors really know how to do surgery for this. And but there is excellent surgery for it. It really works. It's not that painful. It's not that big an operation, and it'll get rid of that, because you're probably afraid to go into, you know, into a gym or to be seen.
Yeah, that is kind of tough.
And it creates. I mean, I've seen professional athletes or men that could have been professional athletes that did not go into professional sports because of getting harassed in the locker room.
Wow, the disappearing
because of
the
hidden penis.
Wasn't that a song, The Disappearing Wiener? Crash Test Dummies? Yeah. But that is really unusual. I mean, how many guys in a million have that?
Well, it's much more common than you think. Like, a lot of men may have it who have lost weight.
Oh, I see, right.
Men can have it who've had a poorly performed circumcision in which the skin of the shaft is removed instead of the foreskin. And that happens on newborns. It can happen on just as a congenital deformity.
Wow.
On kids. There are a lot of causes. It's much more common than is appreciated. And unfortunately, the pediatricians and the doctors, urologists, they all say, well, there's nothing you can do about it. To the kids, they say you'll grow out of it. Like tomorrow, I'm doing a 7-year-old from Alabama, you know.
Tomorrow,
who has a hidden penis, and I'm doing that.
7-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I mean, he stands up, you can't see anything. I mean, doctors say, oh, you're going to grow out of it, but he's not going to grow out of it.
Right.
And so it's terribly, you know, it's psychologically devastating. He's got, you know, a normal penis, except for the fact that it's buried. After tomorrow, it won't be anymore, and he'll look normal.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm not going to stop by tomorrow to see the procedure, but I'd like to stop by sometime to see you actually work. I mean, that's got to be every single patient is wildly different from the next. I mean, it's not like you're like a heart surgeon or, you know, you're ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Well,
I mean,
you're
like an artist where you got to create something new every time.
Well, there are certain basic principles, but the beauty of plastic surgery is that you're taught how to kind of think.
All right, real quickly, I know you love, plastic surgery, like the back of my hand, the back of your hand. Do you think Joe Biden has had Botox?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the rumor going around.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All right, our first vice president with the Botox, Jones. All right, Marco and Pam are with us. Dr. Alter is with us as well. You can go to his website, Alter, right?
Correct.
MD.com. AlterMD.com. And if you want to ask Marco a question here at Dr. Alter, please feel free. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And call Dr. Alter and be a man or be a woman or
be yourself.
Both.
Be yourself.
Yes. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Dr. Alter is nice enough to come by. Always nice to see you, my brother.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
AlterMD.com. AlterMD.com. The best in business when it comes to those sex changes. And Marco can attest to that. Used to be a woman. Now you look manlier than me, and which is not hard to do. And his lovely wife, Pam, is with us. Let's take some more phone calls here. How about Dinor, how would you pronounce that name? DeAndre?
DeAndre.
What's his name again?
DeAndre, I believe. In Los Angeles, John 97.1, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Supposed to be DeAndre.
Hey, DeAndre.
My question is primarily for the doctor. Before I start, I have to say that this is probably a sign of the times that the road is coming to an end. Generally, with a male penis, generally, there, I'm assuming, I'm not a doctor, there are signals interpreted by the brain when the male feels pleasure. Now, in this case, where this individual doesn't have a naturally grown penis, is pleasure felt? And if so, how are these pleasure endings being interpreted by the brain?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, the clitoris and the penis are the same organ. It's just the difference is the hormones associated with it. So, because Marco has the same nerves that a penis has to his new penis. I mean, it's basically just I freed up his clitoris, I straightened it out, I left all the nerves intact, and I wrapped it in his own skin from that surrounding area, so he has a normal penis. So he has the same nerves there. The sensations of orgasm, et cetera, are due to the nerves, but also due to the effects of the male hormone testosterone. So he probably feels the same type of orgasm as a male does. Now, and interestingly also, when you talk to males to females, and I've talked to them because they had orgasms as males and orgasms as females, and the difference being that they are on female hormones or estrogens. And I ask them if their orgasms are different, and they say they are, that the woman's orgasms are obviously more frequent and they're more in waves. And they state pretty much that even though both are good, they actually prefer the female orgasm. Now, Marco can answer that for himself.
Is it possible for a guy to have multiple orgasms? Have you ever had that?
Okay.
Don't you?
You know what?
Yeah, like twice a month. Yeah, it's multiple for me.
Even before testosterone, I might have always been the same. I don't know what multiple. I don't even know what the hell that is. I mean, I know what that is, but I've never experienced that. It's always been the explosive.
Do guys have multiple orgasms?
So
they don't, right?
Not I mean, the same way a woman.
And what
has.
Is it with women that they? I mean, how many can you have?
Huh?
It really varies on the women. Some women can't do it, and some women can, and some women have a short refractory phase.
Right.
In other words, they recover real quickly. And then the orgasm in a woman could be more like a wave. In other words, it's more prolonged than the male orgasm.
Now, Mark, let me ask you something. When you have, do you ever forget sometimes that you're a man? Like you're in bed and you look down and you go, I got to shave those legs. Wait, what am I talking about? I'm a man now. I don't do that.
No.
No?
Never. No. Never.
Never happens, huh?
No.
Do you ever have dreams that you're still a woman?
No.
No?
I even in
you're
dream-
more manly than I do. I had a dream last night. Okay. I was a woman.
Yeah. No. No. No, because no.
I would say it was more the other way when you were a woman that you would forget you were a woman.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Oh, and you thought you were a guy. Then.
Yeah.
Right. Because it always felt like it. So what the hell?
Did anything, did your hands get bigger? Did your feet get bigger? Did you have to buy a whole new wardrobe?
No.
No?
No.
Same body, huh?
Just, yeah.
Probably more muscle mass.
And much
hair.
More hair.
You know.
Yeah, and more body hair. But.
And what were the positive side effects of taking the testosterone? What'd you notice?
It also, if you have hips, it slims hips down. That was good. That was probably the best.
Oh, it does slim your hips down.
I mean, it does, yeah. It changes
it
your
hips. It redistributes the fat.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It just redistributes the fat is what happens, and so you're not as hippish as you may have been prior to you. So.
And Dr. Alter, what is a good testosterone level?
Well, testosterone levels vary on age.
Right.
Probably, 18, 20, 25 year old, it varies also during the time of the day.
Oh.
So there are difference, there's.
But what's a good number? Good ballpark?
If you get a ball, probably,
1,000?
500, 600, 700. I mean, 1,000, you're past normal.
I think mine's 12.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Not 1,000.
No.
Just 12.
And then when guys get older, maybe 60s, 70s, it drops to about 200, 150.
All right. You got to come back again. We got to spend more time with Dr. Alter. He's the best. AlterMD.com, AlterMD.com. And you can get all the information there if you want to become a man or a woman. Knock yourselves out. Marco, thanks for coming by. And Pam, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Nice to see the two of you. Very well adjusted and very calm people for going through all that stuff in your life.
Next Monday.
And next Monday, what do you got?
Well, next Monday, Marco and Pam are going to be on the show, Dr. 90210.
Dr. 90210. Look at you.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on cable.
We'll have you back in. We'll watch it live on TV.
There you go.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1